So I came to the point where I thought, I have to go back to Germany. It's no use. Because if I can't live there, then it's not going to work. Then one evening after work, I rode home from this department store by bus for the first time. I used to always take the subway. But I didn't know where to get off. Then a woman sat down near me and I asked her. She said, I'm getting out there too, so you can come with me. She was Italian. When we got out, she said, come home with me. My first thought was, help, going with a total stranger to her house, who knows? I did it though. She had a huge apartment and she had sublet some of it. She lived there with her small son. Two other rooms were sublet to an American and his Italian wife. They all shared the kitchen. They were like roommates. And then we were all chatting with each other, and it turned out that this American worked at Time and Life, more specifically for a smaller company, printing developments that belonged to Time and Life. And he was looking for a secretary, and one that spoke German, because he and his coworker, who became my other boss, traveled around Europe a lot and did a lot of field work. They needed someone to run the small office who, like I said, could deal with business partners in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, who also spoke English. Yeah, and so it worked out that I had another job in no time, and a much better one at that.